Thanks, Meredith. Quick question for you, Tim, before Dave Matthews. I don't know why you're the authority on this, but people want to ask you, can I drive to the South Melbourne market from Hawthorne to buy octopus and seafood for essentials for Easter Sunday, or is that too far a distance? Too hard a question, Wisp?
No, I'm just thinking, just ask it to me again. I've just been distracted a little bit, if you don't mind.
I'll ask you after, because Dave Matthews is waiting for us on the line, and in these very unusual times, lots of things are being discussed and are on the agenda. I'm just reading an article here. Daniel Iverson, Mark Seidner, interested in GWS Giants private ownership. So let's speak to the man who's the CEO and at the helm of this very exciting footy club, Dave Matthews. Good enough to join us. Welcome, Dave.
Thanks, Gary.
I wouldn't say you got a lot of time on your hands. I can imagine you'd be as busy as ever trying to sort your way through this. But what can you tell us about this particular situation when you've got a couple of highly powerful people who are already big financial contributors to the GWS Giants with talk around that private ownership could be back on the agenda?
Yeah, look, I think there's been a fair bit of interest since the broader Coterie group of the M7, who are great supporters of the club. There's about 25 guys in that, and Dan and Mark, who you mentioned, sort of get singled out a bit because they got the unique aspect of them and a couple of the other guys being Americans and living in the US, being big Giants fans. And so, while they don't sort of seek any fanfare or recognition, they've just been great supporters over the last few years. And I guess the discussions come up from time to time because, this landscape in the US is very much based on private ownership. So from time to time, we consider whether there's a participation opportunity in our game. Obviously, the structure of the clubs is different. The support of those guys and many others for us has been instrumental in making sure that we can play up to the soft cap and TPP and have that capacity. So the support's great as it is. Whether there's a possibility of going further, something probably worth contemplating in the current circumstances.
Well, Dave, you got plenty of time on your hands right now, as Gary outlined just before. You're just sitting at home with the three kids and the wife, and you got not much else to do except to twiddle your thumbs and come up with a private ownership model. In your mind, how could this possibly work? How could you possibly initiate something like this?
It is difficult, Tim. I think that in the end, because it's basically we've got member-owned clubs and a significant amount of the revenue is centralised, obviously. So I think any sort of model would require some guarantees about what base level of distributions would still flow through. I don't particularly see opportunity for private investors from a money-making point of view or a return on investment necessarily. I don't think it's the markets individually are quite big enough for that, but it is in some respects probably the satisfaction comes out of just building something, growing something from scratch, and trying to win the competition. I know that a lot of the motivation for those guys and the M7 generally has just been to try to support an underdog, just a young club with small turnover compared to the other clubs that we're competing against at the pointy end. So it's really what the motivation would be, but you do try to think in these circumstances, who is it that we could get additional revenue into the game that gives people who are contributing some sort of return. Right now, the return that those guys get is the return that any Coterie group or Coterie individual gets at any club, which is just to feel part of something and feel like they're making a contribution to the on-field success.
What about the AFL? Have you broached this topic with the AFL, and what was their response?
No, look, it hasn't been any formal discussions on it, really. It was Tom Brown posed a question to me yesterday that I think it was a possibility. I said I think it's worth discussing. In the past, Gil and I have had the occasional discussion about, I wonder how things could work, given we've got very similar models to the NFL on a lot of things. We've got a lot of centralised revenue that's distributed disequally. We've got salary caps, we've got drafts. One of the things that begs the question is what would be possible. And I think what we've also thought about is that previous examples of private ownership in the VFL, AFL are a long, long time ago under very different circumstances. to where the game's at today. So I just think, you know, when you're setting up a club like ours and you're 9 years in and you're thinking, okay, how do you continue to make sure that we're underpinned and we're secure? And, it's just worth having discussions along those lines. But hasn't been anything formal at this point.
What's the benefit, Dave? What's the biggest benefit? Is it that you get your absolute independence and that you're out from under the AFL and you can start to operate sort of in your own right?
I think that'd be one of the clear benefits. I think, you know, when you think about the recent funding models in terms of how many clubs are assisted and how many are unassisted, that if there's an opportunity for clubs to become more independent and more unassisted, I think that's in everyone's interest, both the club from a self-determination point of view and also from the AFL in terms of lowering their annual investment. I mean, I know the distributions get talked about regularly in terms of the size of them to expansion clubs, but, you know, they are an investment in trying to grow the market share in New South Wales and Queensland, and I think sometimes people forget that there's a base distribution in that number that all clubs get. So, you know, it's probably, is there an opportunity for the AFL to be able to adjust its variable distribution to some of the clubs in the competition and adjust it down in return for some investment that returns something? But, you know, it would be a complicated model. If it was easy, it would be already in place across the competition. But I just think it's something worth considering. But, look, in terms of narrowing it all the time to the two guys you mentioned, I mean, they're just part of a broader group of supporters of ours, and they just happen to be pretty unique because they're sitting in the US watching the Giants on their iPads generally. So it's a good story.
No, and we understand why there's always needs to be a hook to get this up and about and get people talking. Is there a cautionary tale in this, though, when we see some of the things that are happening from an EPL point of view where we get this extraordinary circumstance right now and the players, our players, have come to pretty quickly the realisation they needed to take a pay cut and they'll look at it again, whereas you get the privately owned situation over there and the players are going, well, hang on a damn minute, why should we be taking cuts to help our billionaire owners along the way?
I guess in the end the models both have player unions that are doing a lot of those negotiations, but I'm not sure that we'd head towards a model would be complete ownership or partial ownership or a contribution of some type that's bigger than what it is at the moment. I think there's a variety of ways to look at it, but, you know, I take your point. There's the economics over there are just entirely different. You've got a country of 350 million people, so, you know, individuals and localised TV markets and a whole heap of different elements to their game compared to ours, but, you know, right now, you'd have to say the AFL's had a very, very successful business model, and I think that the expansion broadly is still exactly the right way to go. And this is just a topic about is there third party money that might be able to come in and help further.
Talking to Dave Matthews, the CEO of the Giants. Dave, before this coronavirus struck us, and everything's changed now, but before all that, you were in deep discussions about staging a game over there in the States. What's the possibility of that happening, say, next year now? Or is that going to be just too difficult now, given what's taken place?
I think it'll probably be too difficult for next year, Tim, but we still have that ambition. There's a cricket grounds currently being built in the US in six or seven different spots, and that's what piqued our interest when we were talking to some of the guys who support us, as we've referenced this morning. Yeah, they're very keen to so how we could showcase the game, and really the absence of cricket grounds in the US has been the major impediment in the past. So if cricket grounds get built, and they would be in the order of, you know, the sort of grounds that we have in Canberra and Tasmania, that sort of size, probably 15,000 people, that's obviously the first requirement for a game. And if those get built and they're underway at the moment, we'll certainly look at it down the track, whether or not that's going to be possible next year. You'd have to say it's very doubtful right now.
David, it is very, very interesting times. As we said off the top, you've got not much on, so it gives you something to contemplate through these unusual times. So thanks for jumping on. We really do appreciate your support, and we'll watch with great interest.
No worries, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Matthews, CEO of the GWS Giants, on a topic that the WISP floated 3 weeks ago before anyone had even thought about it, and now it's gathering. That's how powerful you are in this industry, Whispers. There's no question about that. We need to get a breakaway quickly. There's a really interesting story. Matty Ryan, Socceroos goalkeeper, Brighton goalkeeper in the EPL. He's got a very interesting tale, been in some isolation. How do you keep fit if you're a goalkeeper and you're in isolation, Wisp? We'll find out when he joins us next.